What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome in to another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place for your sports gambling info. We're enjoying the kickoff to summer weather here, watching some NBA finals here finally on Thursday. Let's welcome in our guy.
Finally. I mean, I can't remember what sport we're talking about here. It's been so long.
What have you been doing, WNBA?
Dude.
Caitlin?
I've been gandering at the WNBA a little bit.
She's getting shoved around.
Yeah, no kidding. And they were there. But you know what? Props to Caitlin, actually, because they already beat their attendance record from last year. Already this early in the season,
the entire WNBA has
Caitlin
for her squad. Yeah. They went to they had like the back and backs last weekend, which I guess isn't very common for those squads,
right?
And that's when the Chicago squad that has Reese from LSU on there, and then that's where the girl really pushed her, the other girl.
Yeah.
And then they had to go the next day to like the Barclays in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Well, so they were saying that they were averaging 4,000 a game for attendance, and now they're up to 16. So
yeah, there was like 17 plus at that Barclays game, and they got smoked.
Right. And so that was the other thing, is they've been taking advantage of Caitlin so bad that they've already played like 11 games, and all the other teams have played like 5.
Yeah. I mean, well, she's on the tube all the time, and then that Reese is like, just so you know, not everyone's watching women's basketball for one person.
Right.
So they're watching because of me, too.
Sour grapes right there. Wow. Yeah, so finally, the NBA's coming here. I mean, I feel like I've been waiting forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I had on the Canadian Open a little bit, the golf.
And then those are garb, too, since everyone's split up to the live.
Yeah, just usual Rory fires on Sunday, you know, and takes like third.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it was cool. The dude won it. McIntyre was his first PGA win with his dad. His dad was on the bag.
Yeah, that's cool. His pops was on the bag. I read about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my son last night, my oldest is like, Dad, anything on, any sports on tonight? I'm like, nope, not really. He's like, when's the NBA finals? I'm like, Thursday. Can't get here quick enough. I've literally watched all the Lion and Tiger shows that are streaming right now. Literally, I have. They're all done. So just waiting for the NBA finals to kick off. And I've got the crazy stat for you. Okay, you ready for this one? So Luka, our boy, wow, has the guy been balling? And, you know, he's been getting compared to Larry the Ledge, number 33, Boston Celtics from Indiana. And so they've been doing the comparisons because, you know, Luka's got the all-around game and so did the legend. And so they're talking about the three ball, okay? Legend, 43% career, okay? Luka this season, 38%, because you know Luka balled. I've kind of touched on his stats from this season earlier.
But then I'm sure you look at the volume.
And here it goes. Legend, 1.6 attempts a ball game. Luka, 10.6.
Wow.
Wow, is that a difference in the style of play at all?
Throw me on that squad.
Right?
With Jay Kidd's, like, let's let it fly.
Well, dude, Legend might have scored 60 a ball game that way. So, I mean, is that a huge difference? And that's why, like, when they compare stats and stuff, it's not oranges compared to oranges, you know?
Yeah, it's just totally different style. I mean, those games, they were banging like in the 80, you know, high 80 points sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just they'd slow her down. Totally different.
Right. So 1.6 attempts to 10.6. I mean, that is not even close.
No.
Ledge has got to be sitting there going, wow, these guys think they're ballers. Can you imagine if he was tossing it up 11 attempts a ball game?
Yeah.
Dude, Ledge, come on.
I guess the layoff's been good for these guys that have been dinged up like Luka too. I'm sure the knee and whatever, that stuff can heal up better. So that's a good thing. I hope these guys come in more full strength to go at it.
No kidding. Well, clearly big Luka was feeling a lot better against the Timberwolves. Thanks for playing, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, that was a boat race. We went from Ant being the next Mike J to them being like going to win the NBA champ just to see you later, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it just came down to no answer for those two guards on Dallas, but the matchups did not work well with them. When you pulled Gobert and then Cat was off, you know, he kind of got a little better those last two games. But they just didn't look very good. I mean, they were smoking them.
Yeah, they were. And then Minnesota had sour grapes big time. Like, there was one time the guys on the inside the NBA were going to have a couple of the players come up and do the interviews. But because Draymond was up there, I guess, apparently, and he kept talking, you know, poorly about Minnesota and Rudy, they're like, nah, we're not going.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that part.
Yep. They're like, sorry, Dre's up there. You guys can chit with the Mavs. We're not chitting tonight.
Yeah, I saw Luka went up there and talked to those guys for a second. And then I think it was when the series was over. And Chuck's like, well, that's it for us, you know. And Luka's like, we got to try and keep you guys around. And Ernie chimed in and was like, we have all next year, too, to figure it out.
Oh, they've got one more year.
So I guess it sounded like they were under contract next year.
Well, speaking of Luka, so how about the fan for Minnesota? The last game, he had a handkerchief, and he was like waving it at Luka, like stop crying at the refs. And Luka goes, really, buddy? Well, you're going to fire me up over there. And Luka goes, I'm going to go for 20 points in the first quarter, and your whole squad's going to have 19. So Luka outscored the squad 20-19 in the first quarter, and that game was ball game.
Yeah, and then I think they threw in Kyrie, and then Kyrie and Luke outscored the Timberwolves for the first half.
Incredible. I mean, come on, guys. And then Kyrie, you know, we've talked about the attitude change. Now everything's great in his game, and everything's awesome. My only thing is get rid of that left-handed shot he does. And they keep hyping it up because he had the game winner like earlier this year. Where, you know, listen, you have to be super athletic to do it, but he makes it like 20% of the time, literally, maybe even less. He'll drive the lane, and then, you know, the defender's on his right side, so he'll throw it up with his left. Never makes it. I mean, literally probably 17% of the time. And when he does, everyone goes bananas. But he does it late in ball games too. And I'm like, that's not the play there, big guy.
Yeah.
So that's my only thing about Kyrie. Ditch the left-hander right now. And they were chitting with him about it on the NBA. The TNT are actually like, yeah, that left hand is like, yeah, that's something I've been practicing since I was, you know, a kid in junior high or whatever. And I go, I get it. And it's a sweet, like, athletic shot. Not when the game's on the line, though.
He is a good finisher with either hand a little bit closer to the hoop. I'll give him that. I mean, he gets some sweet shots in over some of those big dudes. But, yeah, he clean up the distance of the left-hander and also clean up the moccasin shoes still.
Well, come on. I mean, that goes without.
I was sending you the pick to our boy Big B, and they were a little gnarly.
They're the worst hoop shoes of all time, maybe. I mean, and it's not just Luka. Like, these guys that are wearing, like, the bright pink or bright green, like, are those for, like, charity, you know, causes? Then I get it. Like, okay, because I know sometimes that happens, but if you're just wearing that, like, to wear it, it looks horrible.
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to the color of shoe they wear now, and there's no, like, fines for it, so they're just allowed to wear whatever they want. It doesn't have to match the color of the uni.
Yeah, it doesn't look good at all. MJ, no way MJ would be doing that.
No, Luka's a Jordan brand guy, too, so I mean, but he might go with the all-black kicks sometimes, which are a little gnarly.
Those are gnarly.
The black soul.
How about Big Luka? Did you see Luka was throwing down the brew with his pops?
Yeah.
And Michael Finley, who some people might recognize the name, he used to be a part of the Mavs.
He still is, like, VP of...
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, I didn't know that. I guess he's like, upper management now.
Yeah.
But he saw Luka with the brew, and he saw the cameras. He's like, I'll take that from you.
Yeah, yeah. He's like... Let's watch the playoff wait here, big guy.
He goes, I know you're probably hitting McD's after this one, so let's lay off the brews too.
Well, I think it was a couple years ago. They were, I think it was a playoff game against the Warriors. And remember, there was a picture of him, and people were asking if it was real. Because he was having the brew, like, and the sun was out in San Francisco.
Oh, Luka was?
Yeah, and I think it came back, and it was from the day before the game, because they were trying to say it was his lunch.
the day of the game, but it was actually the day before the game.
Yeah, it was day before.
Wow.
And he was just out. It was like a patio in San Fran. He's having like just the brew. I mean, so he apparently likes the beer.
Man, that, I mean, whatever works. I just, the day before the game, I wouldn't even think about having the brew. No way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, God, that'd slow you down even a little bit then too.
He's Euro.
Yeah. He's like, dude, listen, I get her done. Didn't you send me, you sent me something that he's like number one in the playoffs for basically everything.
Yeah, it showed all the categories. He's the, and the benefit of that is when you have more games,
right,
you're passing up all these other guys that are out.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it was like points, rebounds, assists, steals, field goals made, free throws made.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like eight things.
Just pure domination.
His dad, that was his dad standing next to him when he took the brew.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, his dad's like at least like a 6'7" there also.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, his dad didn't look like he was short next to him.
Mm-mm.
Yep. And Luka goes, Pops, listen, I've got no hops. I'm probably the slowest on the court, but I dominate. And it's incredible. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. But the one thing that I give him, that's what's been sweet, is being able to watch Luka a lot these playoffs. He's a legit passer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real good passer. Like, his feel. Dude, he threw that alley-oop late in the game. Like, he's looking left. And, dude, he was up by, like, the three-point line. And someone was cutting from the right.
I think it was Jones, maybe Junior.
And he just threw it up, like, wasn't even looking, and it was just money. But that, he's really impressed me with his passing skills. Like, he's easily one of the best passers in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Steph. Like, dude, any, like, if those guys, like, had, you know, more talent around them, and they just had to play, like, I'll just distribute it here, I'll just be the point guard guy, they both could easily do it. And do it well, real well.
Yeah, and his ball handling, you know, he's so good at how he uses his body and his back. Those guys can't really get through him or to the ball.
Nope, and it's funny you said that, because I was pointing that out to the boys. I'm like, look at Luka. He just turns around, and dude, he's worried about it when they come at him. He's like, he doesn't give a shit if they throw two or three guys at him. He's just still methodical, just going, do-do-do-do-do. Oh, there's someone, I'll throw it over to him. Yeah, it's legit. I mean,
yeah. Well, I think you've kind of mentioned, it reminds me of the AAU thing in America, how they're like, there's too much focus on all the games, you know, over here. Like, the Americans, just how many games you guys playing this weekend, and maybe one to no practices a week. And yep. Then it's just flipped over in Europe, where it's the five practices and the one game. So those guys' skill development is getting better.
Yep. That's what they say. Except they say over here, we got the one-on-one skills. You know, like,
the athletes are great.
Yeah. And, like, you know, you can do the legit dribbling and the handling, you know, but then when you surround them with other players, it's like, oh, what are we going to do? And that's what I think's kind of funny about the narrative for this championship. So most people will agree that the best team or the best player is Big Luka. But then what's funny is they say, but Boston's the better team. Like, and I'm like, how can you use the word team when you talk about the Celtics? I mean, that's just Jalen taking turns with his boy and them just going one-on-one. I just don't see how you call them like a team, like they work as a team. I think that is far from the truth.
Yeah, and I just don't know how much they've been tested here. And this coach, Mazzulla, is still really young to having the full reins here.
Mm-hmm. So you have probably the best player in Big Luka, and in this case, Big J Kidd's probably the better coach, too, for the championship.
This guy wasn't their coach, you know, two, 3 years, when they made it the last time against the Warriors.
Yeah.
That was the guy that got canned for sleeping with the lady in the organization.
Oh, that's right. Whatever happened to that guy?
He's the Houston Rockets coach now.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Ime Udoka.
So, remember how we were talking about Jaylen Brown and going to Cal Berkeley, and we're like, wow, how did that happen coming from Georgia? So I had to look into it a little bit. And so Jaylen is super smart, I guess. Like, so smart that he knows a couple different languages. He, like, taught a course at MIT, and he's, like, the youngest lecturer ever at Harvard. So this guy's got his wits together big time, I guess. Plays the piano and the guitar. So just an all-around baller. I guess what I find interesting about that is, still, why would you go to Cal? Doesn't it seem like you'd go to, like, Duke, you know, if you had, like, the legit grades? And I'd be curious, if we ever interviewed him, that'd be my first question. Why did you choose Cal? Like over some of these other schools, like maybe Stanford or like especially Duke. I mean, that's a powerhouse basketball school with a great education.
I mean, I think those guys know pretty much they're only going for 1 year anyway. So you'd be, I mean, of course it's a great education. I don't know what you're going to class for that 7 months until you enter like the draft combine stuff. But then, yeah, you'd like to make a deep run in March Madness, too. Like, Cal gives you no chance at that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I'm curious, like, why he did that. That's interesting.
Some chips.
But that was before the NIL chips.
But there, yeah, I mean, Jay Kidd went to Cal. Someone gave him chips to go there.
No kidding. Maybe, let's see if he and Jalen chit before the championship starts going. And Jay goes, dude, how legit was that getting the chips from the boosters from Cal?
Ha!
Jalen goes, I hear you, bud. Thanks for hooking me up.
But our squad's no good.
No, our squads are garbage. Wow. I mean, and they don't get the crowds either.
No.
You know, I watch that Pac-12 basketball all the time, and I go, wow. Some guys are probably going, we got more at our high school ball games than this.
Yeah, especially like the last handful of years at Cal. I mean, even Stanford's look pretty empty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our boy Jared Haas.
He just got canned, too.
Did he?
Yep.
Really?
From Stanford.
Oh, bummer. He was a great ball player.
Yep. He had hops. He went to Cal. Was he from Tahoe?
Yep. He was from Tahoe.
Come out of Tahoe High, South Lake Tahoe High.
I wonder, he was there for a while. I wonder where he'll end up.
Yeah. You know, then Madsen's the Cal guy. He played for the Lakers and was an East Bay guy that we saw grow up. He's kind of turning them around, you know, because they were like the worst team in Division I the year before.
Yeah, they were.
But you make an interesting point about the NIL thing, and like these guys are given a certain amount of scholarships, you know, football and basketball, and now they're circumventing that by saying, hey, why don't you walk on? We'll give you some local NIL chips here, and you're a walk-on, but you pay tuition with that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that changes the landscape there, too, for all those teams. That's kind of something hard they're going to have to really crack down. I mean, there's so many angles everyone comes at this thing. It's like, what's next?
No, I know. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, but, man, are some of those college players having a good time. I mean, they were talking about Caleb Williams, the quarterback for the Bears. Like, I think he made, like, $3 million his last year.
NIL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they showed his he literally lived in a penthouse his last year at USC, and they showed it. And it was just legit. It was up, you know, way up high, obviously, and it looked money, and you're like, dude, I mean, no wonder that guy's a little cocky. I mean, that's just impossible.
With pink fingernails and a pink cell phone. He's like, come at me.
I don't quite get that part, but yeah, he's getting hyped up, and dude, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens because he thinks he's already the man and he hasn't even taken a snap yet.
Yeah, I heard he got bumped back a little bit at some of those OTAs where they were, it didn't go well for him. And I think the safety, he's like, hey, man, you know, this is what makes you stronger days like this.
Right, because he threw like a lot of picks. Yep. So
different level, big guy.
Yeah, it is. And guess what else is a different level? The NBA champ. Wow. Now, the Celtics have already been there. Right, so they've got that going for them. Do you think?
But
that-
like they have. I mean, the Tatum and Brown and some of those guys. But like Porzingis wasn't on that team. Jrue Holiday's 1-1 with Milwaukee, but they weren't all together for this run.
Well, and what's the deal with Porzingis? Is that guy even going to play?
They said he's feeling better, so I'm sure he'll give it a go. I mean, you better try if you can.
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, the way the numbers are right now, it's as though he's playing, like, you know, Boston being the minus 225 to win it. I think, like, him coming back, like, that doesn't do anything for me because he's been out for so long. Like, you've seen that plenty of times. Like, when guys come back, it takes them a little while to get back in the groove.
Yeah, the rhythm of that, it's so much quicker than just even, like, a little pickup scrimmage with your teammates at the facility versus, like, NBA finals. Let's go.
Right. I mean, you have a small amount of media from around the world there. The crowd's going nuts, especially when you're on the road. They're like, Big Luke, you dominate. And then everyone has to hear that. It's going to be legit. I can't wait.
I think that was one of the questions that Chuck Wagon asked Luca was, you know, he's like, the one thing that is different is just like the ticket request and the media. There's just way more of that going on. He's like, do you have someone that'll handle that for you, or who's going to handle that? He goes, I'll handle it.
Lucas said that?
Uh-huh. He was like, I can handle it.
When Chuck said, do you have someone that's going to handle that, what was he implying?
Just the request and the family members and everyone that's like, dude, what's up? Can you get 2 more tickets? Where should we stay? You know, whatever.
Right. I could see how you would need someone to handle that.
Especially because, you know, for the home games in Dallas, you're like, dude, what's up? Can we hit your pad?
Right.
Whatever they're saying.
Well, if Big Luke is having the brew beforehand in San Fran before the game, I mean, this guy's slightly in control. He's worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's the pressure on, do you think?
I think Tatum.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's on the Celtics.
I mean, he's kind of got the rabbit ears, I think, too. I think he hears that and his numbers look fine, but it's like you still know he knows that the finishing thing bothers him.
Oh, that he can't finish?
Or just the clutch moments is where he just kind of folds. So, I don't know. This, like, looking at the game one, that just seems really high to me.
Yeah, I think it unfortunately seems really high to everyone.
So it's at 6 currently.
Right. So
Boston's favored.
When the Nugs went in there midseason, full steam ahead, no injuries, the Nugs were even getting 7.5. So, you know, you're basically saying, hey, are the Mavs as good as the Nugs? But I think, you know, one of the reasons why the Mavs have been doing well and, you know, we've been kind of right in that is they're a way different team after the trade deadline. We've mentioned that a million times. They're way better at defense now than they were before.
Yeah.
They're top 6 in the NBA. So sometimes that's what happens in betting. Like, you know, things don't catch up to a team yet. And that's kind of the case here. Like, it happens in other sports where, you know, maybe a key running back is out and for like the first 3 games or whatever. And so their stats aren't really what they should be if he was playing. And then all of a sudden he comes back and the books haven't caught up yet. So that might be the case that you have here.
Yeah, I mean, what, these teams played each other twice, and it's like they weren't these rosters when they did play each other. I think Boston won both, but I think Luka put up, he averaged 35 between the two contests, so he can get his. I mean, that Drew Holiday and those guys were there for both those games. It doesn't seem to bother him.
Right, so what's going to happen with big Kyrie going back? Because Kyrie played for them for 2 years, I think it was like 2018 and 19.
Mm-hmm. You see, he's like, you know, he's like, I've matured more. I shouldn't have thrown up the middle finger.
Yeah.
To that fan.
Right.
He can handle it. I think he's fine.
I think it's going to fire him up.
Yeah. If those guys want to get all buzzed up and yell some stuff at it, I think he'll be good. And I've totally flipped my thinking on him. I've told you, you know, last couple times we've talked about it, I like what I'm seeing out of him.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what he's like behind the scenes, but he just seems like he's carrying himself better, and those two are fun to watch.
Yeah, well, I think what's helped too is that he lets Luka be the man, you know?
I think he's the vocal leader, you know, maybe like in the huddles in the locker room, and then he knows Luka's the guy.
Well, and was Luka slightly the guy against Minnesota? I mean, I got caught with the pants down again with Big Luka. That happened twice, where he didn't look that great. And then I'm like, okay, next game. And I'm like, wow, he didn't play that great at home. Now he goes on the road. I'm like, well, let's go with the T-Wolves here. And how about the T-Wolves lost game 6? That was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it game 5?
It only went 5.
Yeah, 5. We thought it would go 6. Dude, when they won the game on the road, I'm like, wow, here goes the T-Wolves. I mean, they're totally going to win the next game. And not only did they not win, they got waxed. I mean, that was good looking. Big Luka. I was, once again, I was like doing something else, and I was watching from my phone, and I go, whoa, what's going on here? And then I look at Big Luka, and I'm like, dude, this guy's got 20 points in the first quarter. This guy's gone on pace to go for 80.
Mm-mm.
And they were waxing him. And I'm like, wow, well, Minnesota needs to make a move here, like, quickly. Because, you know, you could see that sometimes. Like, okay, wow, okay, we've taken a couple left hooks here to the face. Just hang in there. And you could tell, like, nope, not happening.
Yeah, you could. They didn't have the urgency or the effort when it was like a go-home game. it was kind of odd to see them not busting their ass and get after it more.
No, they were ready to throw the white flag up and just go get us out of here. That was just, but it was crazy. I mean, just think to like 9 days before that, people were like, these guys are going to win the NBA champ.
Mm-hmm.
Remember everyone saying, you know, us included, like, hey, whoever wins the, well, I guess, or me, I said, whoever wins the T-Wolves Nugs game, see you later. That's the champ. But here we are with Big Luka and the Celtics. Are you still sticking with the Mavs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They were my pick if it wasn't the Nuggets. And then I'm even more confident in them now.
Well, yeah, because Luka's balling. I mean, usually in these cases, you know, the best player in the game usually wins these bad boys.
Mm-hmm. They've just been... They're tough to deal with, those two. We'll have to see who they throw on them. You know, I guess Holiday's going to get Kyrie, and they'll probably want a bigger body on Luka, like Tatum, to start. But then you got to watch the foul trouble and stuff because he's so crafty. And then the big guys that Dallas has now, like they're long enough to deal with those guys, Porzingis, and then if they want to throw them in.
Right. Dude, we were talking about Jokic, like, you know, when was the last time he dunked? What about Luka? Have you seen him dunk lately at all?
No. I mean, he's not even slapping like the foam or the glass. He just kind of lays her up.
Right. Well, because it's not like he gets the breakaway steals, you know, even to like get the dunk. He just lays her on up.
I mean, I've seen it, you know. I can't, you know, it's not very often, but yeah, he just doesn't care to.
That's crazy. I wonder like when he was younger and they're like, hey, you got to watch this guy. Because typically when that happens... If you're like, you got to watch this guy, it's someone like Big Shea Cotton who's just dipping all over the place. So I wonder what he was like when he was younger. Like, I'm sure he could dunk, you know, but it's not like it was amazing. Like he's taken off from the free throw line or anything.
No, but that's that Euro circuit. They appreciate like the talent and the, you know, the understanding of the game and playing the right way over there. Those guys typically don't come over and high fly it and dominate in that way.
No.
It's like a Tony Parker back in the day, you know, Kukoc. They're just smart, savvy guys that play right, and you can plug them in most spots, and they get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, but you're like, what are you watching here? I guess you're watching this 6'9 kid that can handle the ball and pass and stuff.
Well, I mean, now he's taking super deep threes. You know, he gets into that lane. He throws up the oops. It's like, yeah, he's doing a ton.
It would be a lot easier throwing to oops, though, when you have guys that can jump like that.
Even when they're 6'10".
Yeah, and they can jump out of the gym. You just have to throw it anywhere close to the rim. I mean, that would be, that'd be fun to play with guys that are like that.
Bop. Yeah, so, I mean, what are you thinking here, game one, like with six?
You know what? I was thinking about that, and to be honest, nothing is jumping out on me for game one. I want to see how game one plays out because I think, you know, sometimes they price it, you know, correctly, and I just think that's the case here. What's the over-under game one?
I don't have that next to me.
Okay. I mean, the thing that you and I were talking about that sucks is how badly they're spreading out the games.
Yeah, what do we got? Thursday,
okay,
so Sunday.
Thursday, Sunday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, Friday. And then it goes, yeah.
Like, so, then it's the following Monday or something.
Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday the 12th, Friday the 14th, then we go to Monday the 17th. I mean, I don't recall them being that spread out before. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's kind of garb if you're like in Vegas or something. You're like, sweet, I'm here for the Thursday. And you're like, dude, I go home Sunday. Like, I can't bet on the second game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's all strategic, and they don't do some of those nights where they don't think you're home. They want you there for the TV and the commercials.
Right. So the over-under is 214 the first game. Yeah, nothing that first game's jumping out of me. I think that I like the Celtics. I'm not Celtics. I like the Mavs the second game. That first game, I just don't know what's going to happen. Anything could happen, and it wouldn't surprise me. Boston could come in, blow them out. Mavs could win the ball game. I mean, either one of those would surprise me. I'd like to get the Mavs, get the feet wet a little bit, and then come in second game and have Big Luka rock and roll. So we just said that game would be Sunday.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll send out something on Twitter on Sunday.
Yeah, I think the time off helped Dallas like get a little healthier, and I think they're riding high with the confidence. And I think the time off for Boston is it's a little more dome game for Tatum and stuff. It's like they're thinking about it more.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I'm leaning down. I'd take Moneyline Dallas here if I was at a casino.
How many times has Tatum and Jaylen been to the... Is this their third?
No, second.
Second?
They just went against the Warriors.
Okay.
And it, like I said, different coach. Sure, they're 2 years, you know, more veterans now, and they know what to expect. So that part with like the tickets and the hype, like that they're used to. But Mazzulla was on the staff, I think, but you know, he wasn't calling the shots.
Right. I mean, he hasn't been pushed here at all. I mean,
no,
his playoffs have been a joke.
Yeah, cruising through the East playoff schedule was not the same deal. So here we go.
I mean, the East was easier to start off with, and then you take the best player off every team because they got hurt. I mean, now in Boston's defense, you can only play who's in front of you.
Yep.
And they waxed them. You know, like no one was even close, really. They kind of like were a cat playing around with their food a little bit, like just slapping it around.
Yeah. I mean, I think they'll lean on Drew Holiday where they can. If he's on Kyrie, I kind of want to see how that goes because he's a badass defender. But Kyrie's crafty, man. He's super quick with handles, too. Like he's been up against all these dudes.
Right. Well, let's go. Mavericks, woo! Big Mark Cuban, your boy. You played hoops with him.
Yep.
In L.A.
Did you see? So he sold the majority stake there, you know, of the team this year. And that new dude was kind of gooby. He came down and took the trophy.
Gooby?
Did you see him?
I didn't see that.
Uh-uh. He took the trophy for the West Championship, and he had his kids there behind him. And Ernie Johnson threw the mic in his face, and the guy just wasn't really quite TV ready. Didn't really know what to say.
So he's the majority leader now?
I think it's 60-40. Yeah, you know, they're from Vegas.
They own
like the Sands Corporation.
Well, right. So which is a casino. I read an interesting article. They think that someone that wrote the article was thinking Mark was just kind of doing it so that when they do legalize gambling,
yeah,
Mark's got a foot in.
Well, they said Texas wants to do it similar to how California is kind of waiting to do it here shortly, we hope. Right. But yeah, they want to build like a hotel/casino right outside their arena there. But then people were scared because like, dude, with the Vegas roots and the NBA wants to go there, what if they took the Mavericks to Vegas?
Huh.
But he supposedly was like, dude, you can't take it out of Dallas. That was part of the deal.
Right. All right, Mark.
We shall see. But, you know, I'm finally ready to watch a game here.
No kidding. So let's get ready to rock and roll Big Luka. Woo!
All right. So we can't wait to watch the game like you guys, but keep an eye on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. Bolt will kind of put some feelers out there, tell you what he's thinking day of the game, and yep. We will make sure to keep you guys in the loop, and we will come at you guys next Tuesday.
See ya!